Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, joined by Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart.
A new report blasts California for continuing to take federal benefits away from foster children to help balance the state budget.
The nationwide study gives California and 43 other states a grade of F for diverting funds to foster care agencies without ever even telling kids that the money is rightfully theirs.
Yeah, this has been a practice for many years, but recently there's been a movement to ban it, which Arizona has done, and there's federal legislation in the works. California applies for Social Security disability and survivor benefits in the names of foster children, then collects the money and uses it to fund state agencies that provide foster care. But that money is supposed to go to the kids themselves. A bill to end this practice passed unanimously in the state legislature last year. And think about that. Not much gets done unanimously. But Governor Newsom vetoed it, saying it would blow a hole in the state budget and that if lawmakers want to pass a bill that affects the budget, it has to be part of the budget writing process. For more, we're joined live today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jessica Heldman, the Felmuth Peterson Associate Professor in Child Rights at the Children's Advocacy Institute at the University of San Diego School of Law. That's the institute that produced this new study, which is called Foster Care or Foster Con. Thank you so much for being with us. All right, so please explain to us how this happened and how California and other states have been able to get away with it for so long.
Thanks so much for having me. We've been looking into this issue for over a decade, and it's really something that's been happening behind closed doors, really in secret. It's one of the main reasons that agencies have been able to get away with it. And really, this is the most vulnerable population of children that we have out there. These are kids who cannot be with their families, that they're relying on the state. And unfortunately, without anyone watching out for this issue or knowledgeable about it, several states, really almost all states, including California, has managed to continue taking these benefits from children, using it in the best interests of the state rather than the best interest of the children.
Jessica, forgive me. We both were aghast when we heard this news story because it sounds criminal to us. Have you and your organization ever decided to take this to court, or how do they get away with it?
Yes, in fact, we have. We have a lawsuit right now in the county of San Diego. We are suing the county child welfare department for doing exactly this to two foster youth, two sisters who would have otherwise been entitled to $25,000. And what's so notable about this is that foster youth, especially those who age out of the system, meaning that they essentially grow up and become adults while still in the foster care system, have really concerning outcomes. They have high rates of homelessness, of unemployment, of undereducation, And it's exactly these kinds of funds that they're entitled to, first of all, and would be put to good use to make sure they're secure moving forward in their lives.
Overall, what's your estimation of how much money we're talking about here, and where could the state get that money instead?
So most of the children who receive these federal benefits, and let me be really clear, these are benefits that kids are entitled to because either their parents have passed away and their parent had paid into the Social Security system, and therefore their beneficiaries should have the money that was intended to care for the working parent or their loved ones if they're deceased, or benefits that children are entitled to because of disabilities. So these benefits can amount to more than $10,000 a year for a child. And if these benefits were going directly to the child welfare agency still has both state funding as well as federal funding and reimbursement by the federal government for the costs of a youth foster care. So there's really no reason that the child welfare agencies should be picking the pockets of children who are depending on these funds for their future security.
All right. So Governor Newsom said when he vetoed this a few months ago that this bill should have been part of the budget process so he could plug that hole at the time. What is your reaction to that? And now that the bill's been reintroduced this year, a new version, will it be handled differently?
So our reaction to that was incredible disappointment after seeing the legislature unanimously with no votes pass this and really identify the value of this. We were shocked and we were dismayed. And this year, we've frankly released this report and really, you know, highlighted the shame of our state in failing, literally failing, receiving an F grade with regard to these children. So we are very hopeful that the new bill, which is put forth by Assemblymember Bryan, is going to be successful so that California can raise its F to at least a C. And we all know that a passing grade is far better than a failing one. So we are hopeful. The bill has taken some steps to reduce some costs. The bill focuses on ensuring children are notified of these benefits so that maybe different individuals can be their representatives instead of the agency and do a better job of taking care of these funds on behalf of the children. And also it prohibits the agencies from taking the survivor benefits from children. So a little more modest than last year's, but still would be a massive monumental shift for children.
Why does the Social Security Administration go along with this in the first place? And why doesn't it require a beneficiary to actually be the foster child or a family member instead of the state of California? Seems outrageous.
It's an excellent question. There is a federal regulation that specifically directs the Social Security Administration to identify somebody close to the child, whether it's a relative or even a close friend who is looking out for the interests of the child. They are supposed to be appointed the representative payee instead of the child welfare agency. The child welfare agency is literally last on the list of preference, but we have not seen the Social Security Administration follow through with ensuring that its own regulations are followed. Recently, the Social Security Administrator, O'Malley, had said if there was a rule before him that would change this, he would be willing to sign on to it. So we're really hopeful that on the federal level, this gets handled as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Professor Jessica Heldman with the Children's Advocacy Institute at the USD School of Law. I did a big investigative series on California's foster care system a number of years back and how broken it was and didn't even find this piece. So it shows you how much improvement there needs, although there have been many bills since then to make it better. There's still a lot more work to do. She mentioned Assemblyman Bryan, that's Isaac Bryan from Southern California, who introduced the bill last year, who was himself a foster child, and he's trying again this year. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.